This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
After long, hard consideration, your mother and I have decided it's time to move on and leave the state of California permanently, and we're going to go to Florida. We're going to sell this house.
What?
What?
Yep.
Is this a joke?
It's not a joke at all.
Full time. No L.A. time.
Full time. We already have the place. It's a done deal.
Sylvester Stallone. It's a done deal. Sly. Rocky. Yeah. Done deal. Leaving California, going to Florida, the free state of Florida. You think he's the only one? How many people are leaving Illinois, New York, California, Massachusetts? Millions. These people are relocating. And believe it or not, many of them are relocating and they're going, you know what, we've learned our lesson. They may not change their politics in terms of gay marriage or whatever, but they've changed their politics in terms of we see crazy. And what these people are doing. Look at New Yorkers and this border situation. How would they have ever known if it weren't for Abbott saying, you got to live your lie. You want to believe that illegal immigration has no impact on us? I tell you what, live your lie. Welcome back. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The show is the Kevin Jackson Network. You can find out a lot more about me at that website. And also, I hope that you've, I don't know if you're new to the program. If you are, let us know. It's kind of like church. If you're new to the church, please stand up and tell us your story. If you are new to the Church of Kevin Jackson, I'd love to hear from you. If you are one of my avid listeners, if you're one of my friends, and we're talking about doing something together like my Socorro brothers, I'm going to try to go to their reunion this coming year, meet some of their family. And we're talking about me signing the tennis shoes you bought, those Trump shoes. And, you know, whatever. I'm talking about hanging out with Andy and his lovely wife, Elise, at some point when I get down to Florida. I'm trying to get to Naples to hang out with Gary. I think he's promised to take me golfing. By the way, if you got barbecue or golfing, you'll get me to where you are. Have you know, suitcase, we'll travel. I'll go. If you know of somebody that's got an event or something like that coming up, I love getting out and meeting people and mingling and hearing your stories. You're important. You know what most of my friends tell me? Kevin, I can't believe you were telling a story about us and so-and-so. I go, yeah, that's why I don't lie, because you can call the show and go, hey, that wasn't exactly right. This is the way it was. I use you in the stories. Now, sometimes you don't want to. If you say to me, Kevin, don't mention that on the air, I won't. I kind of messed up and told people that Ann got me a Christmas present, but that's a whole other thing. She's a sweetheart. She's okay with that. But typically I won't. If you don't want something mentioned, I'm not going to mention it. Or I'll mention it not with your name or something like that, but I'll tell a story that maybe you could relate to. But yeah, I won't say your name if you don't want me to. I don't want to make people embarrassed. Some people want to do things they don't want it, you know, credit for it. You know what I mean? They just want to do it. I appreciate you. And this should be on the website. I'm going to get Chris to put it up. I think it is, by the way. But somebody asked me, what is our mailing address? It's P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. So jot that down if you want to send us a note. Something like that. Love to get them. I try to respond back. I'm not as good about responding back on notes, admittedly, because I just don't have the time. But I do, you know, give you a phone call or whatever. If you put your phone number in there, I will definitely try to reach you. And a few people will send us some cash from time to time, or a check. I mean, financial stuff. But I don't care what it is. We've gotten some really interesting things. People will send me art. Stuff like that. So whatever you want to send, it's fine. We appreciate it. And I know it took time. Anybody that will go to the mailbox and send you something, you got to appreciate. Stallone leaving California. People waking up. Let me give you a couple of quick headlines. Biden lobbies to preserve the border program that was used by the illegal who killed Laken Riley. And you know what he said of it? Let's get it done. Let's get that program done so we can have more people coming into this country killing American citizens. Come on. What's taking so long, Congress? You know what's going on here. We're trying to start a cultural revolution. We want blacks against whites. We want gays against straights. We want Muslims against Christians. We want men against women. We want all this unity so we can start a cultural revolution, so we can have you so mad at each other that you don't know which way is up. This is what's happening in this country. Macy's closing 150 stores, only fitting during the era of Joe Biden. Did that surprise anybody? But Joe Biden will tell you the economy's doing great. I mean, you know, forget all these store closures. Forget these stores that are pulling out of black neighborhoods. Well, let's not forget them just right away, because those stores are racist. You know, Starbucks and In-N-Out Burger and whatever else, leaving Walmart, for goodness sake, leaving Oakland. Wait until Joe Biden and his people can point the finger at those capitalists. How dare they abandon black people? Let those black people loot. And as I mentioned before, don't look for black shoplifters if you use Google Images. Or even if you use AI. If you put in shoplifters, I told you this in the first hour, put that into your search engine and see what comes up. See if you, and look, I'm going to tell you something. Shoplifting has nothing to do with race. There are people who are kleptomaniacs of all races. And kleptomania is generally due to some sort of a trauma in your life. So everybody can have those traumas. If you're a human, you can do it. So you can become a klepto. Most kids at some point shoplift. It's just kind of a rite of passage. You don't have the money. If you're poor, you don't have the money. So you steal it and you're like, okay, I got away with it. It's not unusual. If your kid's been caught shoplifting, don't be like, you know, like you got a scarlet letter. Lots of kids do it. Kids take things that don't belong to them. They steal. I know it's hard to believe they lie. It's just the way it is. But Google it and see what you come up with. Because if I have to believe Google, you white people shoplift a lot more than anybody else. Anyway, Macy's closing 150 stores. Other capitalist companies closing down, pulling in their horns. But it's not Joe Biden's fault. Not by a long shot. Hey, we got some news breaking on the Chinese and what they're doing with criminals here in America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's going to address that border issue, but first, let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about the Mexicanos coming over into America and also the Central America.
Let's get it done. And by the way, speak to your agricultural communities and tell them, ask them if they need temporary workers.
I don't know about you guys, but I think 20 million illegals coming from South and Central America and Mexico is plenty. I think we got enough people to go out and pick our vegetables, don't you? I don't think we need to bring in any more. Oh, and just for the record, I think if you're going to bring people into your country, you don't just bring in the low-level workers. You bring in people that can bring more to the country than just that. It reminds me of this Mexican man. He was a high school educated. His name was Ciro, and he was the chief part developer, if you will, at a semiconductor company. And he reminded me of Yoda, a Mexican version of Yoda. And the guy could just do stuff. He knew metallurgy. He knew temperatures. You could bake his parts to 250 degrees, nothing. I mean, he was a whiz. Self-taught physicist and new metallurgical, you know, engineering, etc., and semiconductor technologies. And he was a whiz. And I believe his family brought him from Mexico. See, I have no problem with Ciro. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the people that pick my fruits and vegetables. I don't care what race they are. They could be Polish. Just get rid of the pesticides and get it. And I prefer them vine ripened, if I could put in a request. But I understand it takes some time to ship them and all that, and they can soften during, you know, the curing process. But I prefer vine ripened if I can put in a request. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are crazy. Speaking of the Bidens, Hunter Biden has a way to save the democracy. I did not realize that we were in peril until I heard this clip about Hunter Biden.
Her son now says that he sees his sobriety as the key to keeping Donald Trump from winning the White House again. Here's what he told Axios, quote, I often do think of the profound consequences of failure here. I have something much bigger than even myself at stake. We are in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy. The liberal media praising Hunter's noble efforts to defeat Trump, as a relapse would be very bad for the Biden campaign.
I think it would give anyone pause, because I think he is very concerned about his dad's political future. And that's really the reason why we didn't hear much from Hunter Biden the first years, which is something that Eugene wrote about, which is, and really, Hunter essentially changed strategy when he hired Abby Lowell. And he really changed strategy after the plea deal unraveled last July, and basically said that this is now a political fight.
This seems like, I don't know. Probably the right step, right? Stay sober so dad can win the presidency again, right, Jesse?
Well, I mean, he's already relapsed. That wasn't Joe's cocaine in the White House they found. It's PR. Trump has to be defeated or I'll be back on crack. Come on. Hunter Biden is a guy who was born on third base. Not only does he think he hit a triple, he thinks he's the victim of Republicans, of Russians, of addiction. Remember, Sandra, this is a 50-year-old man. For 8 years, raided his children's 529s, sex trafficked, hit the pipe, took videos of sex acts, posted them on the internet, dodged the IRS, took bribes and diamonds from the Chinese, laundered money. Come on, and now he's saying he's not responsible for his actions?
Boy, could we dig into that just a little bit more? So there's Hunter, but I want to pivot back to Joe, because I mentioned that Joe is old, but they don't want us to believe that Joe is old. He's healthy. There's a supercut of them saying how healthy Joe is. We'll play that, and then I want to play what happened on Fox News with one of their guests.
If you're concerned about Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right-wing media has so fixated on Biden and Biden purportedly having cognitive issues.
It's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile, saying he's demented, saying he's out of it.
Russian television has been filled with speculation about President Biden's age, about his mental state of mind.
That's an issue pushed by right-wing media, but it's not correct.
Yeah, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him.
Biden is just a couple of years older than Donald Trump.
Why so much attention on Biden's age? Trump isn't much younger.
This whole vein is really, really unseemly. I mean, ageism.
I'm going to say quite bluntly, there is some ageism going on here.
Yeah, I think there is some ageism going on.
Biden's personal physician wrote that he, quote, remains a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He is a healthy, vigorous 80-year-old male.
He had a good physical. His doctor says he's vigorous.
The reality is nothing like the dystopian picture that the Republicans are trying to paint of this senile, doddering president. And he's as sharp as a tack.
All right, so that's the media telling you that what you see, what you witness, all the different things that Joe Biden's going through is not real. It's a figment of your imagination. But then I want to play this clip. This is a guy who's a guest on Fox. He's a former Democrat strategist on Clinton's campaign or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. And he's going to give you his take on Biden. And he says something that makes the panelists of Fox actually start to laugh.
I don't know why it's any surprise to anyone that they are 4 years older or 8 years older than they were at that time. In terms of their cognitive ability, look, I'm not a doctor, but I would say this. Just based on observation, it's impossible to make an observation about Joe Biden only that you can't apply to Donald Trump. So to the extent that there's anything, and I don't think that there is anything wrong with Joe Biden, I hope when I'm 81, I'm in his shape both mentally and physically.
Let me just ask you something here.
I would have been like, what? Are you kidding me? Look. You guys have heard me say this many times. A lot of my friends are in their 80s, and they are wealthy people who have taken care of themselves. For the most part, these guys have concierge doctors. They don't have our type of medicine. But here's what I'll tell you. Most of them, I would happily say I want to be like them in my 80s. But I'll tell you this. I played golf with a guy who was 92 years old, and we get up to the tee box. And I said, where do you normally play? He goes, I normally play the older guys' tees. I said, well, and none of us knew each other. It was two guys that knew that were brothers, me and this older guy. And so he said to him, well, what do you want? He goes, I'll just play from where you guys play for. So we played from the Blues. And this 92-year-old man kept up with us like nobody's business. And I said to him, I hope I am able to do what you're doing at 92. If I knew I was going to live and be like you, I would do it. But don't tell me you want to be like Joe Biden when you're 81 years old. I don't believe that for one second. But that's what these people want us to believe. More lies. We talked about the lies that these people are propagating in the first hour, so we'll talk about a few more here as we continue. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Farmers in Texas aren't sure what's alive and what's not at this point with a fast-moving wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, burning through the panhandle. It's left 60 counties under a fire disaster declaration, burning 300,000 acres of land just since yesterday. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month in a remote Arctic penal colony, will be held Friday in Moscow. After several locations declined to host the service, his funeral will be held at a church in Moscow, with the burial to follow at a nearby cemetery. New York City Mayor Eric Adams done with his city being a sanctuary city for migrants. He says if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, Prim, John, staying on Russia before I move on to the Indonesian election, but on a slightly different track. Vladimir Putin said that a Biden administration would be more stable and better than a Trump administration. Your reaction?
I think Mr. Biden... No, I'm sorry. I think Mr. Putin knows very well what this administration has been doing to counter Russia's malign influence around the world, and certainly what they've been doing inside Ukraine. We've demonstrated over and over and over again how willing we are to push back on what Russia's doing, again, particularly in Ukraine. And Mr. Putin should just stay out of our elections.
Putin should stay out of the elections when he's for Biden. That is, when he's not for Biden, because he's obviously for Trump, right? He's a tool. He's a puppet master of Donald Trump. So says Nancy Pelosi.
Putin is probably the richest person in the world. Probably the richest person in the world. Forget all these ratings that people have. The richest person in the world. He's also the most, well, not the most evil, stiff competition for that honor, but nonetheless... among the top three or four most evil people in the world. What does he have on Donald Trump that he has to constantly be catering to Putin?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I mentioned in the first hour, I didn't get to play it then, but I want to play it now, but I mentioned that John Stossel did a thing on leftist lies. And honestly, we could do hours of shows going in depth on any of these lies, but Stossel does a good job of just showing item by item where the left lies, and it's obviously better if you have all the visuals, but this, it's about 5 minutes. I promise you it is so worth it. John Stossel explaining the propaganda machine that is the media and the people behind it, the leftists who are the people behind the curtain, pulling the strings, manipulating the public to their will. And you know what they hate most about us is we are awake. We are not going to be, we're no longer stooges to the media. I'm going to tell you, I was one. I was trained to be that. As a child, every one of us was. We were trained to believe whatever they told us was gospel. The experts are the experts. Trust the science. Even when the science tells you, oh yeah, men can be women and women can be men, and you know it's wrong. Yeah, trust the science. The science being whatever comes out of leftist mouths. So anyway, here's Stossel, and I want you to just take note of the number of blatant lies that he identifies.
You better not say that.
That's what we reporters covering COVID were told. There are certain things you must not say. For example, MSNBC told us,
or from a certain corner of the right, is this theory that the coronavirus, quote, escaped from the lab.
Escaped the lab? How ignorant. Everyone knows it wasn't made in a lab.
This coronavirus was not man-made. That is not a possibility.
And mere debate about that, we were told, posed a new threat.
Not the virus itself, but misinformation.
Many media decided it's our job to make certain theories disappear.
One theory that just won't go away is that this virus came from a Chinese lab.
Facebook totally banned this false claim, but now the FBI director says COVID's origin is
most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
The Department of Energy has concluded COVID-19 likely came from a lab leak in China.
So did the smug media apologize and say, we shouldn't be in the censoring business? No, they just ignore what they did. The closest to an admission of guilt we found was this from Chris Hayes.
I have to say, there's a kernel of truth to the idea that some folks were too quick to shut down the lab leak theory.
Media imposed similar bans on what you could say about masks when Senator Rand Paul made this true statement.
The masks don't work very well, particularly the cloth mask.
YouTube suspended him. And Facebook throttled the reporting of science journalist John Tierney when he pushed back against forcing kids to wear masks.
More than 10,000 parents said that masks were giving their kids headaches, making it harder for them to concentrate.
Partly false, said Facebook while cutting him off. Yet now, a lot of science says wearing masks
probably makes little or no difference.
Perhaps the most blatant case was the media's claim that the New York Post scoop about Hunter Biden's emails just could not be true.
We're supposed to believe that Hunter Biden, in a drunken stupor, dropped off his laptop in, I guess, apparently QAnon repair office, right?
Obviously, Russian interference, said the media.
It's likely Russian disinformation.
It is so obviously a Russian operation.
Twitter's bosses wouldn't even let users decide for themselves. They labeled the Post report potentially harmful and blocked users from sharing it. Facebook was sneakier. They suppressed the story instead of banning it outright. Of course, now the media admit the Post story was true.
Several news organizations have authenticated many emails from the laptop.
So the media, who smeared this as a Russian plot, do they now admit they were wrong? No. They just say things like,
nobody cares about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Bad as the media were. What's worse is that government wanted to censor.
We've done nothing in terms of content regulation or in terms of content oversight.
Senator Mark Warner and some other politicians recklessly proposed using government force. Fortunately, that never happened. But government did apply lots of pressure.
We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
The White House even urged Facebook to crack down on private messages on WhatsApp. We'll never know about all the government's attempts to censor. But now that Twitter's new CEO opened his books, we can see some of the things government tried to do.
Moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI, the DHS, the HHS, DOD,
the CIA and State Department. And even individual politicians, Maine Senator Angus King's staff, complained about accounts that were anti-King. Congressman Adam Schiff's office asked Twitter to remove content, suspend many accounts, and suppress search results. To Twitter's credit, a staffer responded, "No, we don't do this." At one point, the Department of Homeland Security created something they called a Disinformation Governance Board. Its boss posted this video.
They're laundering disinfo, and we really should take notes and not support their lies with our wallet voice or votes.
That was a step too far for the public.
The Biden administration is facing fierce backlash for convening a group called the Disinformation Governance Board.
Homeland Security terminated the board. Still, lots of government agencies wanted to control what you read and heard. Often they protected us from the truth. And when they got caught, the White House casually brushed off Twitter's revelations.
Twitter was so haphazardly pushed this distraction. That is full of old news.
Old news only because they concealed it for so long. At least today, finally, we can discuss those things we weren't allowed to say.
COVID-19 likely came from a lab leak.
The masks don't work very well.
The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was fake.
Eventually, the truth does come out.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, I don't anticipate you learned a whole lot there. But here's what I'll tell you. Stossel didn't tackle a fraction of the things he could have. I'll give you an example. Election denying. If you go to the people on the street, and by the way, you don't have to just go to the people on the street. There are polls that, and you know my stance on polls. I don't believe them. I think most of these polls, whenever they tell us whatever percentage that we're winning by, add 20 points. Because we're winning by much more. But the point is this. Even with the fake news polls, the majority of people believe that Donald Trump is the real president, that Joe Biden was cheated into office. The majority of people believe that January 6th is a Democrat farce, because it is. The majority of people know that climate change is nothing more than a money grab and a boondoggle for a bunch of leftist elitists, and all it is weather. I could go on. And all of this stuff is so easily provable, it's ridiculous. Oh, the sea levels are going to rise this much. The temperature, if it rises one more degree, we're all going to die. We're going to burst into flames. None of it happens. The earth is going to do what it's going to do. The Democrats are going to do what they're going to do. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to continue to be spiritually based, morally sensitive people that will do the right thing. You are for the greater good. But let me tell you, you better get ready to enter this war. If you don't think you're in it, I'm telling you, you better get ready to get in this war. Everything these people are doing, they target Trump, take his name out of it, put MAGA, put Republican, put Retrumplican, put yourself in there. That's who's under attack. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with your support of Donald Trump. Al Sharpton actually said of black people, we should be, that support Trump, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You know who should be ashamed of himself? Al Sharpton. For the years of abuse that he has put in the black community. But he's got the nerve to go, y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm giving you every red flag I possibly can about the direction that the country is going in. Now I just need people to hear it. I need states that are voting to act on it. And I need to see that we can stop this sinking ship before it takes off. I think that if I'm not an alternative in this race, I think that Donald Trump will lose. It's that simple.
I've officially moved Nikki Haley into the Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger arena, where I don't think of her as a candidate. I think of her as a leftist that needs to be pointed. You know, you need to understand what she's about. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the stupidity of Nikki Haley. Trump will lose if she's not got some role, if she doesn't have a play a part in some part of this whole thing. How could Donald Trump do it? I mean, who was he until she came along, right? I mean, after all, he's old, he's decrepit, he's demented, he's crooked. Lord knows he's in bed with the Russians. He's taken diamonds from the Chinese. He's gotten millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs. He threatened Ukraine, for goodness sakes. He started a war. That's what Pelosi said. Pelosi said Donald Trump is the reason for the war. Oh, by the way, so is Donald Trump responsible for the border crisis? I'm sure Nikki Haley agrees with Pelosi and the Democrats on that as well. Wow. See, this is where I go back to Republicans and people in general. You got to stop getting caught up in the, quote, celebrity of folks. People, look, they make a big deal about me in certain circles. And I always, it's like, what? Oh my gosh, Kevin's here. Kevin, you should see me walk into certain places. I mean, it ain't Denzel, but it's a big deal. And I think to myself, guys, I am nothing but a failed child of God. I have some gifts. I do. I admit that. I'm not silly. I know what I got you. What you talking about? Anyway, but the point is, I also know my limitations. You know, I know that I'm no better than any of you listening to me right now. I swear to you, I believe this. I don't know what your strengths are. I don't know what your weaknesses are. But I know this. What I'm really good at, I'm better than you. What you're really good at, you're better than I. That's okay. That's how we build our strengths. And then recognizing that we're better people. I'm telling you, there are people out there who believe they know more than you. Nikki Haley, my goodness sakes, she is telling you right now, you are stupid if you vote for those old guys. Now, I will admit, she's right if you're stupid if you vote for one of those old guys. No question about it. And I'm a firm believer that we all have our expiration date. I'm not talking about the one God gives us either. I'm talking about when you finally go, okay, I'm done. I went to run the other day. I'm talking about jog to the mailbox. And it's hard to believe that these little legs used to run dang near 10 seconds in the 100-meter dash. Because they are nowhere close to that. I was, Arthur was on my back. Arthur is black for arthritis. Arthur rode me to the mailbox, okay? You got to realize when your limitations are up. But Donald Trump's aren't. Donald Trump has a reason to be in this race. And it scares the Democrats, but it also scares the Rhino faction. Now, I want to play this clip. Nikki Haley gets asked specifically, how many states can you win? Why are you still here? And by the way, she's not in the race. But she got asked on Martha McCallum asked her, what's the Koch pulling its support going to do, you know, for your campaign? Nothing. It'll have no impact. Really, all they did was supply door knockers. Okay, well, then say that. She doesn't say that. She says it'll have no impact. But this mega billionaire group who did whatever they did is not going to have any impact on her. Do you understand how ridiculous that sounds? Because even if it is door knockers, say that. She should say, you know, I will tell you, I had a good ground game because of the Koch folks, and I'm not going to have that. We're going to have to replace that. But they didn't make a financial commitment. Now, they didn't do a direct financial commitment, but Americans for Prosperity, who they, their PAC, who the Koch brothers financed, they were the financial arm for Nikki Haley. But she won't even tell you that. She cannot tell you the truth. If you said to me, Kevin, did the Fox thing impact you when you lost your job? No, man, I mean, Fox don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm Kevin Jackson. I would be, you'd be looking at me like, why is he talking about himself in third person? But you'd be saying things like, Kevin, are you crazy? You lost a six-figure deal, and you were on TV every day. I would be lying to you right now if I told you that the Fox thing did not impact my trajectory. It certainly did. I guarantee you, if I still had my job at Fox, I would have a show, I would have a lot of money in the bank, and I would be farther along in my goals. And I don't know why God said to me, Kevin, go ahead and do that tweet, because he told me it was okay. But whatever the reward is going to be, I'm willing to wait for it. But if you don't, yeah, I'd be crazy to tell you I didn't give up probably millions of dollars. And I'm not lying. I know exactly the phone call that happened. Kevin, if you take it back, just lay low. You know, things will work out. Don't worry about it. And I said, no, I'm not taking it back. See ya. Bye. They told me, Kevin, this will impact your future. You're right. Every decision you make impacts whatever the next part of your evolution is going to be. But you know what I am? I'm a better man for having done it, because I would hate myself if I hadn't. For those of you who are listening and don't know why we ask you to be one of our supporters and one of our 500 warriors that will give us 20 or 25 bucks recurring every month, it's for that reason. We don't sell out. I didn't get the vaccination. Dan Bongino, buddy of mine, Vex, I ain't going to get the vax. And then Fox puts pressure on him. He gets the vax. Where is he now? He's not even, I don't think he's on Fox anymore. Got fired. And lost what I believe is his reputation over that. I'm not going to. So, look, there are things that we can hold our hats on. One is, I am true blue in what I tell you I'm going to do.
Whether it is here in Michigan or any of the upcoming states you are campaigning in, today, which state can you tell us that you can definitively win?
We have 21 states and territories that are getting ready to happen. Why don't we wait and see what happens? We don't have to have a crystal ball and say this is going to happen or that's going to happen. We don't live in Russia. We don't anoint kings. We have elections. Let people vote.
But can you name that single state you can win?
I can name that 70% of Americans don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That's a pretty big number. I can name that 40% of Republicans in all our early states don't want Donald Trump. That's the point that you need to talk about. Those things matter. 60% of Americans think Donald Trump and Joe Biden are too old. Talk about that. Instead of talking about what we think is going to happen, let's talk about what the American people have told us.
What about the
Marquette poll that shows that Donald Trump can't beat Joe Biden and that I defeat Joe Biden by 18%.
I love picking these types of things apart. So easy. She says there's 21 states and territories, but she can't name one that she could win. She was asked a direct question. What state do you think you can win? What states, plural, do you think you can win? She gave no answer. There are 21 states and territories. Let's see how it does. You don't need a crystal ball. We don't anoint kings. Nobody's anointing Donald Trump as a king. Everybody had their chance to go at him. But here's where I love explaining to people how you got to listen. This is the way I've taught my kids. It's the way I teach people. Anything that I teach, this is what I tell you. Go to the opposite side. So, she says 70% of Americans don't want Biden or Trump. Well, how many of them want her? How many percentage of Americans don't want you? In other words, if you're going to ask that question, tell me a statistic on somebody as a reporter, I would say, how many people don't want you? I would have an answer. She says 40% of Republicans don't want Trump. In other words, 60% of them do. How many Republicans want you, Nikki? What have you gotten in these different, you know, caucuses and primaries? Less than 20%. And when it was down to the wire, she got 39%. And I can tell you right now, many of her votes were Democrats. She says 60% of Americans think Biden and Trump are too old. I don't believe that. What they've done is they've taken what Americans think about Biden and they've lumped Trump into it. And now they think that, you know, they want to tell you, oh, well, overwhelmingly people don't want that old guy. Nope. Overwhelmingly people do want one of those old guys. And his name is Donald Trump. See, this is disingenuous. And this is why I can't stand Nikki Haley. I can't say many politicians for the same reason, but she has now become a shield for Democrats, rhinos, and leftists.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.